In today's Mishnah, we'll learn the 8th and 9th Mishnah from the 7th Parak Masechtah Sanhedrin, and we'll continue learning about those prohibitions that are punishable with skila, with stoning. Mishnah begins, HaMechalat Shabbat, if someone desecrates Shabbos. And that is, if he violates prohibition, that is, B'davar shechayvim alzdono karet ve'ashigegoto chatat, that if he engaged in a particular activity, that doing so, if he did it deliberately without being warned, he would have been punishable with karet, the al-shigato chatat, if he did so inadvertently, he would have to bring a korban. And that is really pretty much any of the 39 malachot. So what is not included as being punishable with skila? One explanation here, the Gemara explains, this is, for example, according to Rabbi Akiva, that walking beyond the tchum, if you remember back in a number of years ago when we were learning Masechet Eruvin, according to Rabbi Akiva, he said that's a negative prohibition in the Torah. And it's not punishable with karet, and you wouldn't bring a korban if someone walked outside the tchum of Alpaim Amah, of 2000 Amot, by mistake. Consequently, according to Rabbi Akiva, then also he wouldn't be chayev skila if he was forewarned and did so deliberately. Next, Hamakalel Avivimo, if someone curses his parents, she says, Enoch chayev, he would not get the punishment of skila ad shekalel b'shem, unless he cursed using the name of Hashem. Again, there's a discussion exactly which name we're talking about. One is the Shem Yemuchad, the special name of Hashem. The other one is Rambam. He explains pretty much any of the names that are not nimchak, they cannot be wiped out. However, Kilalam bikinui, if you used a suggestion for the name of Hashem, for example, used Rachum, the merciful, or Chanun, Erech Apayim, or slow to anger, then Rabbi Meir says he'd still be chayev, mechayev. He would still be chayev, skila, however Chachamim disagree. They said he'd be patur, be exempt. Nonetheless, he'd be exempt from skila, but he would be liable to malkut lashes for cursing, his honor is liable for lashes for cursing anyone in Israel. Let's now learn Mishnah Tet. Mishnah says, "Hamba'al na'ara me'orasa." If someone had a relationship with a na'ara, which is a young girl, we'll explain exactly what it means in a minute, who is betrothed, that is punishable with skila, meaning betrothed to another person. However, Mishnah says, "Einu chayiv, is only chayiv ad shetia na'ara, unless she is a na'ara." We explain that's when she's beginning of reaching maturity, so that's from, say, 12 to approximately 12 and a half. However, if she's a bogeret, if she's already matured, then the punishment is not skila, is rather a different form of punishment, and that is chenek, which is strangulation, of which we'll learn about later. Or we've learned about already, but in terms of the prohibitions. There's actually debate in Mishnah Berurah and Chachamim if the punishment skila would apply if she was a katana, even below the age of 12, if she was ma'orasa, by the way, as we've explained back in Kedushin. But I'll leave that for your further study. I think Chachamim say he would be. Let's continue. Betula. The next requirement is not only she's a na'ara, she has to be a betula. She has to have not had a relationship before. She has not been married before. I'll make it more explicit. The betula means she's a virgin. Umu'orasa, which means she has kiddushin's been performed. So she is betrothed, but she has not yet had a full nesu, and she has not yet gone to chuppah. And the final requirement for the punishment of skila to apply is v'hi bebeit aviyah, means she's still b'rishut aviyah, she's still living with her father. However, from the moment she's already been handed over to the shlichim of the Baal, the messenger of the in order to go to the chuppah, in order to go to marriage, then no longer would be punishable with skila, but rather chenek. So the four requirements, just to make it more concise, she has to be a na'ara, she has to be betula, she has to be morasa, and she has to still be in her father's home, or b'rishut av, by the father. Ba'u aleha, if we're dealing with na'aram or asa, two men consecutively have a relationship with her. Harishon, the first one will be punishable with skila, which again, these individuals are not the one she's betrothed to. The first one will be punishable with skila, which is a punishable stoning, like we said. However, sheni would be punishable now with chenek, meaning strangulation. Why? Because she's no longer betula. After the first person had a relationship with her, in the first instance she was defined as na'aram or asa. Already by the second incident, she's no longer defined as a na'ara morasa, but rather a woman who is moreset, then he would be punishable with a chenek instead, strangulation. Those are the Mishnah today.